Better Farming, produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Landowner considerations in salvaging timber damage from Hurricane Katrina. Hello, I'm Tim Allison, and welcome to Better Farming. Today, we're talking with Glenn Hughes, a forester with the Mississippi State University Extension Service. Glenn, it's been several weeks now since Hurricane Katrina actually struck, and now professional foresters have had a chance to look over the situation and just check out the damage firsthand. Tell us, what have you seen?
Well, it's been pretty, as you know, it's been pretty rugged. Katrina roared through on August the 29th. Estimates are that Katrina damaged about $1.3 billion worth of timber. So in one day, Katrina laid down or damaged between 1 to 2 years of annual harvest for the state of Mississippi. Most of these heavily damaged counties are in the southeast part of the state, and most of the forest lands owned by private individuals, about 65% of that forest land is. So as a result, the private individuals and families, these are people who are relying on timber income to help pay for college tuition, to supplement retirement income, or to pass on just to the next generation, they're faced with some critical decisions on how to respond to Katrina.
All right, my heart goes out to people like this. I can't imagine watching a tree stand grow for 25 or 30 years and finally getting close to that really big payday and everything, and then watching Katrina come in and really damage your nest egg there. But I believe you've got some do's on some considerations on things that landowners should do as they concern how to handle the damage to their stands.
That's correct. The first thing I would recommend people do is to get help from a professional forester. A professional forester will help you make management decisions regarding your timber. This decision includes whether or not you want to harvest, or that is salvage, damaged timber, as well as giving you an assessment of the amount of damage in case you need this for tax purposes. Another that landowners need to consider is to get started promptly. The timber that is left down, particularly if it's snap trees, it degrades in quality very rapidly. And begins to lose considerable value in about 4 to 6 weeks. However, trees that are still attached to the root ball will last until next spring, maybe in early summer, before they begin losing value. Our third consideration is that we suggest that landowners do focus on our high-value forestry products. These are things such as chip and saw, saw timber, and ply logs. The more valuable the forest products, the more attention they should receive by the landowner. A fourth one is to do what you can to make your timber sale more attractive. For example, this might include locating your property lines for the buyer, having a good road system, or even something such as offering a deer camp as a place for your logging crew to stay. As you know, housing in Mississippi is in really short supply, so even something as simple as that would be very important. A fifth item is to consider going together with an adjoining landowner for a timber sale, particularly if you have both have small tracts. For example, if you have 20 acres of forest land, he has 15 acres, your combined 35 acres are more attractive than they are individually. Obviously, make sure you and your neighbor agree on how to split up the proceeds and get a copy of all gate receipts. Our fifth one, next to last thing that we want to make sure is important, is do consider putting your high-value products in wet storage as soon as possible. Wet storage maintains the value and of these high-value products, and mills will accept wood, even stored in ponds, for example, that you might have on your land. And the last item is to do expect somewhat depressed prices for these timber compared to stands that you've had, for example, 2 months ago. Logging prices are higher. The costs are higher. Everything to get this timber out is higher. Production is lower, so your prices you receive will be depressed.
Okay, that's Glenn Hughes, a forester with the Mississippi State University Extension Service. Tomorrow, we're going to continue this conversation with Glenn, and he's going to go over a list of don'ts for landowners to consider. But that's it for today. I'm Tim Allison, and this has been Better Farming. Have a nice day.
Better Farming is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.